And now it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's talk hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Maxa, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Yamaha Outboards, official motor sponsor of Let's Talk Hookup. Royal Polaris, the world's finest long-range sports fisher. By Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best, Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray and Rock God Rick Maxa.
Good morning, anglers, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. I'm Pete Gray. Rock God Rick Maxa is at Katmai Lodge in Alaska, but our co-host today, Corey Sandin from MC Swim Baits, is here doing great cover for all of us here. And the one and only Captain Joel Ralston is in the house. You hang on to your hats. It's going to be a wild one. This is Let's Talk Hookup, Southern California sport fishing voice on the Mighty 1090.
There's a lot of great tools out there to help you land the biggest catch. We've got state-of-the-art fish finders, the latest sonar technology, and a wide assortment of lures and jigs at our disposal. It's all tech to help you land the big one. Do you know who else loves the latest tech? Your San Diego County Ford dealers. Just look at F-150. It's loaded with tech. That's one of the many reasons F-150 is Motor Trend's 2018 Truck of the Year. Great payloads and towing capabilities make it the perfect piece of tackle. Available with an 8-inch touchscreen, fuel-saving EcoBoost engine, and all the latest safety and comfort features, F-150 is the truck that is smart enough for California. And right now, your San Diego County Ford dealers have great offers on F-150 XLT and STX. Right now is your best chance to get the best deal on the best truck. That's California smart. Learn more at buyfordnow.com or visit your San Diego County Ford dealer today. They'll be glad to hook you up.
Alaska is one of the ultimate fishing destinations in the world. This is Rock Cod Rick, and every year the one trip I look forward to is Kingfisher Charters in Sitka, Alaska. My dad and I have been going for over 15 years, and I just can't wait to go again. No one does it better than Kingfisher Charters. They offer the best service, the most comfortable accommodations, fantastic food, the finest fishing charter captains in all of Sitka, and the ultimate value. Sure, I've been to others, but time and time again, nobody beats Kingfisher Charters. You can catch huge halibut like the ones we do almost every year, and salmon? Well, Sitka is famous for some of the best runs in Alaska. We also get plenty of rockfish and huge lingcod. And when it comes to fish processing, the best in Alaska is Kingfisher Charters. And listen to this, it's all included in your package. In fact, everything is included except the tips. It's truly amazing how the Kingfisher crew continues the quality of service they deliver year after year. Come and join me on the Let's Talk Hookup trip in June, or just go when you can. Kingfisher Charters, 800-727-6136, or check kingfishercharters.com.
Bluefin tuna are here, and now is the time to take advantage of this amazing bite. The hot jig last year and this season is the Shimano Butterfly Flat Fall Jig. It's a totally new concept of butterfly jigging, but deadly effective. Best part, it's very simple to fish the Shimano Flatfall. Drop the jig down to where the fish are holding, then crank it up 30 feet and then freeze spool. Or cast the jig and let it fall while in freeze spool. Wait for the bite, then put it in gear and wind. It's that easy. The Shimano Flatfall is a center balanced jig and falls with a wobbling action in a horizontal position, making it irresistible to big bluefin tuna. Hundreds of big fish have been caught on the Flatfall, ranging in size from the 130 gram to the 250 gram. They're back in stock now at your local Shimano dealer. So get yours now and go catch a fish of a lifetime on the Shimano Butterfly Flatfall Jig. See your local dealer or check Shimano.com for all the details.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. Corey, welcome. Great to have you in the studio.
Yeah, good morning. Yeah. Good times, for sure.
Yeah, for sure. It's always a pleasure having you here as co-host of Let's Talk Hookup. We're very proud to have you. What's been going on at MC Swim Baits?
Oh, as you can imagine, it's been busier than heck. I mean, the calico bite, and, you know, it's been an epic bite. The kelp's come back better than it was.
Unbelievable.
Pro. Unbelievable.
Yeah.
Yes.
Up and down the coast, on the islands too, right?
You know, and talking to even RJ on the new Seaforth, he some of the best calico fishing he's ever seen in his life. So
that's cool.
Yeah, you gotta like it. And with that comes a really busy season for me, and You know, the fishing takes a back seat, unfortunately, but I do it with a smile, you know.
Yeah.
Totally.
What's the hot ticket? What's selling the most?
It's everything, Pete, honestly, yeah. I mean, if you walk into any of the shops I'm in, it's sparse. I send them everything I have, and it's all I have, and it's...
As fast as you can pour it.
Seriously, it's crazy. I you know, we talk about it, I do it single-handedly, and... It's a good nightmare.
Yeah, it's a good thing. Well, how appropriate that you are co-host today with this man right here, Captain Joel Ralston. Good morning, Joel.
Morning, Pete. Yeah, it's been a long time. We used to work together at Seaforth.
Legendary yeah. Joel Ralston.
The legendary Joel Ralston. I remember the days on the Mission Bell at the Coronado Islands. That was like just fun times.
Those were long trips.
Joel. Yeah, those were, yeah.
The cook used to get real upset. He's all, does that boy own a watch?
Was that really a three-quarter day trip?
Well, and then some.
Yeah, yeah, because you like to fish.
Well, like to catch more than anything.
Yeah.
Sometimes
yeah.
You got to go extra innings.
Yeah, absolutely. Did you ever fish with them on the Mission Bell?
I'm sure I did.
Yeah,
because I
mean,
you worked
for sure.
At Seaforth for there, years. There and even on the bait boats. I mean, he was, you know, between the Mission Bell, the Legend, too, correct?
Yeah, it was right after the Bell, yeah.
Yeah, right? So, I mean, it's, yeah, I definitely did.
Yeah.
For sure. Talk about the good old days.
Oh, my gosh. And what a, these are the good old days, because you imagine,
yeah.
Joel, this year at the Coronado Islands with the yellowtail bite we've had?
Like you said, hold on to your hat.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, that would be incredible.
So what have you been doing, sir?
Commercial fishing a little bit. Fishing in Hawaii, I jigged albacore in the North Pacific and the South Pacific. Past 9 years has been pretty much commercial fishing.
Commercial fishing. And you literally just got back from Hawaii yesterday.
Last night. I got home at midnight.
You got home at midnight.
And it's hot here. I thought it was hot in Hawaii, but everyone's got air conditioning in Hawaii. I don't have any air conditioning in my apartment, so it was a little toasty.
Yeah. And so what were you fishing this trip?
We fished Big Eye.
Big eye tuna,
long lining. We put a lot of gear on the water.
Wow. Like how much gear?
42 miles.
42 miles of hooks.
The amount of line we have on the boat could probably stretch from Point Loma to San Clemente to Pyramid and almost all the way back if you pulled it tight.
Oh,
that's
my gosh.
Incredible.
And
we're not kidding when we say long line.
What is it?
It's monofilament.
It's like heavy monofilament?
It's 3.2 mil. I don't know what pound test that would be, but if you cut off a 6-foot piece, you could whoop something with it.
Wow. And
yeah.
how often are the hooks? How
every 6 seconds.
Every 6 seconds, which is
how we shoot the line off the back of the boat at about twice the boat speed when we're setting, so we get a lot of sag on the gear.
Uh-huh.
So you got to get the gear deep.
Yeah.
Like sport fishing, you stop the boat, you want everything to swim to the corner and splash around the boat so you can just cast a bait out there and get a bite.
Right.
Long lining, we almost look for the area with the least amount of birds. That seems to be where we catch the most fish. Everything's deep in that hotter water, down at the thermocline.
Yeah.
So
like how deep?
200 meters.
Yeah. That's deep.
That's interesting. Deep. So, I mean, that's basically where the life is because the water's so warm.
That's where all the temperature changes, yeah.
Right.
So it's different.
And you're fishing in the tropical Pacific.
Yeah, Hawaii.
Around Hawaii.
Within 1,200 miles, yeah.
Within 1,200 miles.
Yeah.
It's like right next to Hawaii,
short
right?
Jog.
Some
yeah.
of us take that boat driver thing seriously, so we just keep going and going and going. Yeah, so.
And how long do the lines soak?
It takes 6 hours to set the gear. We let it soak for about 5, hook back up to the gear. It takes about 12 or 13 hours to get it back on the boat, and that's your day.
Wow. And on a typical haul of this 42 miles of gear, how much fish will you put on the boat?
Well, it's never enough.
Never enough.
Never, ever enough. No, I mean, it's for the amount of hooks in the water, it's kind of pathetic, really.
Yeah.
We fish about 3,300 hooks, and 25 or 30 big eye a night is a pretty decent night. Plus some bycatch. We catch some opa, and we catch mahi and wahoo or ono.
Uh-huh.
These deep-water pomfrets that we call monchong. They're in the markets all over the place. If you
monchong,
go to...
Mitch
is there at Point Loma. They have monchong fish tacos.
What is monchong?
It's a deep water pomfret.
A what?
I've seen they're kind of.
Kind of looks like a really grumpy pompano.
It does. So like a
wide bodied. Big dark scales on it.
Yeah.
They got a forked tail. I think they'd be awesome for a rod and reel fish, but they're kind of deep. So
they're deep. Yeah.
I would love to catch one on a rod and reel.
Yeah. How big are they?
We catch them 35, 40 pounds.
Wow.
And they're delicious.
Yeah. Yeah, they are. I mean,
they're really, you've had them down there.
Yeah.
I'm sure you have.
Oh, it's good stuff. That's pretty amazing. And what do you bait with?
They call them sama in Hawaii, but a sauri, you know, speed bait.
Yeah.
They're seined in Taiwan.
And you put them on frozen?
Yeah, we just, frosted. No live bait.
Yeah, no live bait. Yeah, I don't think it could live there, right? What about MC swim baits? Have you ever tried those?
Some rubbers on there.
That might save us a lot of money.
Yeah.
I mean, one of those, can we get a deal on bulk?
Right, exactly.
3,300 at a time?
Yeah, right.
I'm to start pouring. Busy, right? That's a day.
Yeah, that's in a day. Wow. So is it seasonal? I mean, you fish in different
year-round.
Types of
no,
fish?
Year-round. Big eye. That's the money.
That's the money fish. That's the money fish.
They don't pay as much for yellowfin. Lower oil content, not as much fat. The meat looks good. You know, it's all bright and pretty and everything like that.
Sure. So does some of that fish become like sashimi product? I mean, is that actually sushi?
My other boss, the boss I work for, Longline, he owns Hawaiian Fresh Seafood.
Okay.
So it's all sashimi market. He's got a lot of clients over here on the mainland. Flies a lot of fish over.
Wow.
But it's all for the sashimi markets. And then, you know, depending on the grade of the fish, then there's the poke market.
Right.
You know,
right.
Which isn't quite sashimi grade. Well, it is, but not. And then there's the grill grade, which is not worth as much.
Right.
You blast freeze it?
No, it's all packed on ice.
It's all fresh.
Yes.
Yeah. And how long will you be out?
You know, it doesn't really sound like fresh, but I try not to come in with any fish older than 18 days.
Uh-huh.
Some guys come in with 25, 26, 27-day-old fish on ice.
Yeah.
And it doesn't sound fresh to me.
Yeah. But 18 days.
I know if I kept fish or any kind of protein in my freezer or my refrigerator that long, it'd be probably bad.
It wouldn't be quite grill grade, would it?
No, uh-uh.
Yeah.
No, it's give to the neighbor grade.
Right. Give to the neighbor grade.
What you don't like.
So do you produce your own ice on the boat? Is that?
Yeah, we make ice.
Yeah. Wow. And make water, make ice.
Make water, make ice, and just take our time.
Wow. And how big is the boat?
The boat's about 80 feet.
80 feet. And how many tons will you put on the boat before you
Well, once you start catching fish, the clock is ticking. It's a fresh fish market.
Right,
so,
right.
Like I said, once we have our first good set, you know, if we're not located the first set, oh, that one doesn't count. Oh, this one, oh, this doesn't count. Might pull the fish out of the ice, flay them up, eat them.
Yeah.
And then as soon as we start catching, it's within 18 days of that, we get back to the dock to unload.
Yeah. And what if you're 1,200 miles away? How long does that take you to get back to the dock?
Well, the trade winds normally blow us right back to the island, so it's about 5 days.
5 days.
Five and a half, maybe six.
Yeah.
Sometimes getting there against the trade winds, sometimes it's 7, 8 days to get to where we're going.
Uh-huh.
So there's a lot of travel.
So you're fishing south of the islands?
Northeast.
Northeast. Okay. Wow.
Don't tell anybody. It's a secret.
Well, like, I don't think anybody here is going to go out to Hawaii. And
you never know.
In your zone. I don't know. Could be
never
good.
Never know.
Huh? Yeah.
A lot of my old sport boat friends are out there now.
Are they?
Yeah, Richard DeLuna's out there. Wayne Carr's out there. Used to own the Mustang.
No kidding.
Turbo used to run the Red Rooster. He's out there.
Wow.
It's so crazy. I mean, you take the Southern California San Diego sport fleet, and you take that knowledge, and you take it to
Hawaii.
What you were doing. I mean, and then, like we were talking before the show, I mean, you take the knowledge of what you're learning over there.
And hopefully I can
bring it back home.
Yeah, absolutely. That's the plan anyways.
Yeah. You were just talking about water currents and temperatures and things like that and how important that is to where you're going to be, right?
Yeah, it's crucial. We don't use a meter, don't use a sonar. We use the eye in the sky, satellite picture. And it's not really the sea surface temperature, but that's one piece of the puzzle.
Yeah.
And there's subsurface temperatures, and there's all the currents. You know, everything kind of lines up when we're longline fishing, and when it all comes together, that's where we fish.
Really? So you're saying that the opposing currents, where they come together, that's the zone.
That's what I like.
Yeah.
Seems to work for me.
Yeah.
So hopefully we're going to have that program on the new boat of Chuck's, the Excalibur, and see if we can put it to use and maybe stay 2-3 steps ahead of everybody.
Now, that's what you're going to do right now, huh?
Yeah. I miss sport fishing.
You do.
I'm a product of sport fishing.
You are. Yeah.
I started fishing at Seaforth when I was six.
Six.
Isn't that crazy?
So now you're going to be back in the game again.
Yeah, absolutely.
For how long?
Well, this summer.
Yeah.
To start with.
And then back to commercial
fishing? Longline in the winter, sport fish in the summer.
Sport fish in the summer. Yeah. That'll be cool.
Longline is boring.
Yeah, I'll bet.
6 hours, you know, it's like taking 6 hours to cast one bait.
Except they're 33.
And then you let your bait soak for another 6 hours.
Yeah.
And then it takes you 12 hours to wind your bait in to see if you caught one.
Joel, that's not your DNA. I know you.
No, no, I'm not wired up that way.
Yeah.
I'm already thinking about moving before all the gear's set.
Yeah.
Like, this is kind of slow.
So what are you bringing your experience doing this commercial fishing to the sport fishing fleet in San Diego? What do you think? What's that going to do? How is it going to change your MO of what you used to do?
Well, there's we know everyone that fishes. You know, all the guys that run all the boats from all the landings. You know, everyone talks. You know, maybe not directly but indirectly, everyone kind of knows what's going on. But it's when things change. You know, those water charts are really going to be crucial when things change. You see where they were. All of a sudden, that's not happening. You can't go back to where they're not biting, where you're seeing fish and not biting. I'm not wired up that way either.
Okay.
I would rather spend a day looking to see where's the next wave. And so with these water charts, you'll be able to see, you know, likely suspects in different areas where you're going to go to find what you're looking for.
Gotcha. Yeah.
You see what that wave of fish liked, you know, the water down at 50 meters or 100 meters or 150 meters. You know, is there a cold spot where that fish has been or, you know, that doesn't show on terra fin or something right on the surface? Uh-huh. It's down deep.
Down deep.
There, okay. There's two sides to the top of the water. There's,
and that's where the fish may be traveling. Okay, so we have tons and tons of bluefin tuna and yellowfin tuna.
For years. That's all I hear about
in our area. And it's just not biting. I mean, it's biting a little bit, but, you know, they'll see 20-ton of tuna, and they catch 16, right?
Yeah, that doesn't seem like there's 20-ton there, no.
Yeah, that's not biting. So
if there's 30 people on the boat, 16 fish doesn't really keep everyone, you know, wearing a smile on their face when they get off the boat.
So how do you get them to bite?
That's a good question. I'll get back to you on that.
You're going to figure it out for us.
I hope so.
Yeah. Why not? You've got a lot of knowledge and experience on it.
Sometimes being overqualified is a bad thing, but hopefully not in this case.
So how long have you been away from the sport fishing fleet?
I was trying to figure that out. I think I lost my boat 7 years ago.
7 years ago, yeah.
And so this is my 7-year itch. I got to get back.
Got to get back.
Got to get back.
And you have the opportunity now at H&M Landing.
Yes, running Chuck's boat, the old Charisma that's now the Excalibur.
That was what it was, the Charisma.
The Charisma, yeah. It used to be a dive boat.
Oh, it was a dive boat. Uh-huh.
It's not a dive anymore. Chuck really churched that thing up. So
yeah, I saw it at the dock the other day. It looks good.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that's what you're going to be running.
Chuck is quite the boat doctor.
Yeah. Every day you're going to be running that boat.
Yeah.
No relief at all?
No.
Just go. You just got
to make hay while the sun shines.
Yeah.
I'm used to being out there 28 days in a row and then having to turn the boat around.
Yeah.
So, I mean.
So when you're in port, okay, you drop your fish off. How long are you in port? Just long enough to drop the fish off?
Clean the fish hold, make ice for a few days, shop for a couple days.
Put on some groceries.
Yeah. I mean, but over there in Hawaii, they have the busiest Costco right there in Honolulu. So,
is that because of the commercial fishermen?
No. No, it's just Honolulu is busy, busy, busy.
Yeah.
So I can only go there maybe twice in one day before I want to flip out. I mean, it's like gridlock traffic all the time. Who wants to willingly drive into gridlock traffic?
In paradise, right?
They in call paradise,
it, they
yeah.
They call it paradise anyway.
Well, not when you're in the middle of the busiest Costco they have. No, it's not quite paradise-like.
That's not quite paradise.
But normally the turnaround's about 4 days.
Yeah.
That's about the average. Sometimes there's things to fix, and then nobody stocks parts anymore, so you got to fly them over from the mainland. Everything island time, you know. Yeah. And if there's surf, can't get anybody to help you with anything.
Yeah, surf's up, forget about it. They're
it's an island. There's surf somewhere, you know, North Shore, somewhere. There's always some sort of surf. So.
Yeah, yeah. There's the employees at Costco go from 200 to 20, right,
when the surf's up. The mechanics or the people that help mechanics or the people that work for my boss that help turn the boat around that do this, that, or the other, you know.
Yeah.
They work hard when they're there, but it's island time.
Single engine, double, twin engines?
Single.
Single engine.
Single screw boat.
Yeah. Okay, what happens when something happens on the boat and you're 1,200 miles from home?
Start calling the mechanic and hope you have spare parts.
Yeah, you carry
hope it's not something serious.
You carry a lot of spare parts.
Well, like most people, they carry a starter, a water pump. You know, nobody's got heads, pistons, liners, main bearings.
Sure.
You know, we're not going to tear the whole thing down and put it back together. I mean, I can take it apart.
Yeah.
If I put it back together, I'm going to have a lot of spare parts, but I can take it apart.
Yeah.
You know, so
you're not only the captain, you're also the maintenance guy?
I have an engineer that's pretty good, but anything that stumps him, I have to scratch my head and think about.
Yeah. Wow.
So
big job. How many crew?
Six guys.
Six guys. Wow.
That's crazy. I mean, that many miles of gear and
six guys controlling it and taking care of the fish. And
yeah, I mean, you think six guys is enough. But, you know, when it's good, sometimes we get little clatters of fish. You know, sometimes there's six or seven in a row if we're lucky. You know, and then you lose a couple guys cleaning fish and guys down in the ice hold. So then you go from six to four on the deck. You're still hauling gear. Boat can't stop.
Wow. Right. All right. Period. So next phase, are they going to do like a Wicked Joel Ralston or something like that? Or
man, can you imagine him on that
Deadliest
show?
Deadliest Joel or something on the TV?
Well, they were going to do that show a while back. It was supposed to be Real Champions. They had a pilot all set up. They were trying to get some networks to bite, but they never really. Yeah. No, there weren't any fish then.
I mean, you look at the success of the Deadliest Catch.
And those guys are rock stars.
They are rock stars. Yeah. In fact, TJ, I was just at the ICAST show in Orlando this past week, and TJ was a big star there. He was in one of the booths, and everyone's going, "Oh, there's TJ," you know, from Wicked Tuna. But which good news, he's probably going to come out for our Captain Rollo's Kids at Sea program next year. So
how awesome!
Yeah, he's going to join in with Captain Dave Marciano and Paul Hebert. So that's
nice
thing. Yeah. So rock stars, you could be a rock star.
I could.
I could see that. Yeah, you could be on TV guy.
Oh, awesome.
Absolutely. Yeah.
I would like a shot. I would like a shot.
There you go. See, you hear that, National Geographic? Could happen. As you can hear, we have a great show lined up for you today. And Joel Ralston, a lot of knowledge and a lot of questions, I'm sure, from the
there's
going
to be a lot of people that remember him, Pete, from back in the day, and going to be anxious to actually fish with him again.
Yeah, no doubt. So tell them how they can get through and what the prize is, Corey.
There's a couple ways to do it, Pete. 877-792-1090 or 858-457-1090. You have a couple ways to do it there. And Shimano Colt Sniper Jerkbait and Flatfall Lure Package, courtesy of Shimano. And
yeah, saw that all at the ICAST show this week, and boy, oh boy, are those hot items, definitely.
One of the it's not a consumer fishing show, but it is a buyer's, you know, Doug Kern and the boys there and that level. And some huge happenings with Shimano, right?
Oh, yeah. And we'll tell you all about it here. So let's go ahead and take a quick break.
Let's do it. And as we do, we'll get back to Let's Talk Hookup. Joel Ralston, you want to give us a call? We'd like to have you. And we'll be right back here on Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
This is Chelsea from Dana Landing in Mission Bay. We are truly the one-stop shop for a great day on the water. Looking for a fishing charter? Dana Landing has you covered with the Blackjack. Perfect up to four anglers, or the Impulse up to six anglers in comfort and style. Dana Landing has a huge tackle shop with everything you need to go fish bay bass, tuna, or marlin, and our staff will dial you in. We even have Mexican and California fishing licenses and reel repair. Our deli at Dana Landing is a local's favorite with all the food, ice, and beverages you need. Hey, need freshwater tackle? Head to East County Bait and Tackle, the ultimate in rods and reels, the latest freshwater lures, and live bait. ECBT has a staff second to none when it comes to sharing their passion for fishing. ECBT is at the end of the 67 Freeway on Mapleview and Lakeside. And Dana Landing is next to the Dana Launch Ramp in Mission Bay. Check out danalanding.com for more details.
This is Captain Mark Rayer for Genren Sport Fishing. Located on the Sea of Cortez, we will show you a fishing experience that will exceed your expectations. Genren boats are outfitted with all accurate reels from the smallest Valiant 300 to the beefy ATDs. Simrad Electronics, Fraser Gyro Binoculars, and Cruise with a Passion to Fish is just part of what makes us number one. Also, Cabo Yachts Vaquera has a Seakeeper for your comfort. For two live webcams and up-to-date fish report, accommodation packages, check out TeamGenren.com. We pick up at Rancho Leonero and all East Cape locations. So let's go fishing.
Fifth Avenue Insurance has a new name. It's Snap Insurance. Still providing anglers and boaters with the best in boat insurance and the lowest rates. The experts at Snap Insurance will make sure your boat and property are covered right. Traveling to Mexico? Snap has you covered. You can even work with your agent to wrap your home and auto with your boat policy to save even more. Call them for advice on your current boat policy or any of your insurance needs. Snap Insurance, 800-527-6000 or snapins.com. That's snapins.com.
Buying a boat is a big decision, and you don't want to make a costly mistake with the wrong one. This is Pete Giacalone for Kussler Yachts. I've been in the fishing business my whole life. In fact, there are probably many of you out there that have fished with me. Well, now I've taken my boating knowledge and joined the team at Kussler Yachts. Mike Kussler and the rest of our team are true professionals when it comes to finding you the right boat. Just ask Pete Gray. I helped him make the right decision on his new boat after an extensive search, and we can help you find the boat of your dreams. We specialize in sport fishing boats and are the exclusive dealer for Regulator Marine, the finest center consoles on the market. At Kussler Yachts, we know fishing and we know boats, inside and out. We can save you thousands of dollars and get you into the right fishing boat for your needs and budget. Kussler Yachts is located on the waterfront at the beautiful Kona Kai Resort, and you can check us out on our website at KusslerYachts.com. That's KusslerYachts.com. Or give us a call at 1-866-607-5471. Ask for Pete and let me know you heard about it on Let's Talk Hookup.
XSRS 1090 AM Rosarito, Baja California.
San Diego's sports leader. The home of ESPN Radio. The mighty 1090.
All right, welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Mighty 1090. Pete, what an exciting show today. Yeah. Mr. Joel Ralston.
I miss this guy right here.
Oh, he's we fun. All do. Yeah, trust
love you too, Pookie.
Yes, I just can't believe you've been gone for 7 years.
Yeah, I couldn't believe it either.
Yeah.
He's such a people person.
He
and,
is.
And
people.
If you've ever fished with him, I mean, he's a comedian the whole time and just makes the trip that much more enjoyable. You know?
It's supposed to be fun.
Right? Yes.
Yeah.
Some people forget that. They get way too serious. And quite frankly, if I get too wrapped up in the game, I have a hard time fishing. I kind of screw up a little bit.
Yeah.
Excuse my French.
Just make it fun.
Make it fun. Have a good time. Go out there and do what you want to do and catch a bunch of fish while you're doing it.
That's your intentions on your new job here?
Absolutely.
All right.
That's how I roll.
Out, have fun.
Yeah.
Okay.
Fishing is fun.
Fishing is fun.
The effing
sure.
Fishing is for fun.
That's right. The effing fishing is for fun. Yes, indeed. Hey, I just returned from Orlando, Florida. Had a great time back there. I went fishing with Benny Florentino for black drum and redfish. And with this guide, Alex, this kid was like 26 years old. And it was funny because we stepped on this little, it was one of those little flats boats, like 17 feet. Corey, you've been on it.
Oh, and they're super light. I mean.
Super light. They draw like 4 inches of water.
Oh, wow.
Something like that when they're on a plane. I mean, we're going over water that's literally like 8 inches deep. At like 30 miles an hour. It's like, what happens if something sticks up and we stop, right?
Then you're going to fall down.
Yeah. But I first looked at Benny when we first walked down to the launch ramp and looked at this boat and I said, that's what we're fishing on? But I'm going to tell you something. It was way more stable and perfect platform for what we did. I mean, they know what they're doing.
But any larger
like
of a
Hell's Bay flats boat.
Yeah, any larger, any wider, any longer, and they're too heavy.
Yes.
You can't travel in the skinny water.
Yeah. So we went and started off fishing black drum which is I don't know.
They get huge.
The ones we were catching were 15 to 20 pounds.
Okay.
And it was kind of like sea bass fishing. We were fishing half live crab. He'd cut the half. Of course, it wasn't live when we cut it in half, but it was live when we started, cut it in half, put it down, and it was basically you just drop it to the bottom, which was only like 10 feet, and you wait for the thump. And when the thump comes and the rod roads, you set the hook. And, you know, it was good runs and stuff like that and great fish. I posted a lot on Facebook about the pictures, but a lot of fun. And Mike Wynn from Turner's Outdoorsman was there. We were sitting there fishing, and there's like five boats fishing within like 2 feet of each other, right? Because all the fish were hunkered down under this bridge. And we look up, and there's Mike Wynn pulling out a fish, right,
so
from
funny.
Turner's Outdoorsman, and his guys from Turner's. He was back there. But that was a lot of fun. Then we went and hunted redfish on the flats.
In the shallows.
In the shallows.
Okay.
Like 8 inches of water, 12 inches of water. And we were sight fishing for redfish. We only had three, but it was pretty exciting. You know, you throw, okay, here comes one. He's at 10 o'clock, 30
yards. You try
yards.
To lead him. Try to lead him. And
lead him. You make a cast and blow a cast a lot here and there. And let the bait sit, and if they watch, you watch them turn on it, and then you watch them eat it, and then start to move away, and then you set the hook. It's pretty exciting.
We're using
stuff.
Live shrimp or what?
We were using dead shrimp,
okay.
And then pieces of crab.
Okay.
Yeah, so we didn't catch a bunch, but we had our shots and had fun. But I got to tell you, Corey, by 2 o'clock, I mean, it's like 95 degrees, and you're out in the sun, and there's no cover, and it's like, I'm done with this, man. It's hot back there.
80% humidity?
Yeah, it's hot. But then the show started on Wednesday. I flew out there with Doug Kern from Fisherman's Landing Tackle. He was busy, and I had dinner with he and Benny on Monday night, and then had some great times on Tuesday, and then the show starts Wednesday, and it's pretty impressive, pretty amazing show. I was there 3 years ago. I mean, I think it's tripled in size since I was there last.
That's incredible.
And back then, Shimano had the biggest booth of anybody, and it was just like this gargantuan, incredible booth. Take the biggest, nicest booth at Fred Hall Long Beach and triple it and make it that much more deluxe, and that's what the booths are like at ICAST, because it's not a consumer show. It's a trade show for the industry. Everybody has those now, or not almost everybody. Every major manufacturer has these giant booths. It's just a huge event. And then you see a lot of product, and one of the big events is the new product showcase. And you go and vote as media and also buyers. They go and vote on new product showcase, and you walk through the showcase. But our sponsors, very proud of our sponsors, took some big awards. AFCO takes two giant ones. Lifestyle Apparel, they won Best in Show for the new Hexatron Performance Fleece. Really cool fleece with a hood and everything. You'll see that coming up real, real soon. And then also, they also won Best in Show for Technical Apparel with the new Hydronaut Heavy Duty Waterproof System, which is going to replace the Anhydrous system. And it's much more affordable, and it's really an amazing outfit. You wait till you see this Hydronaut heavy-duty waterproof system. That's going to be coming out. So that's what the AFCO won for. And then, of course, Shimano, always state-of-the-art stuff. They won best in category for the new Power Pro Super Slick version 2. Amazing stuff. You wait till you see this. And for Calico Bass, Corey, this is going to be the stuff to
be. I can't wait to try it.
It's impressive. I haven't tried it yet. They just introduced it here at the ICAST show, but that Power Pro Super 8 Slick
V2.
Version 2. Yeah, so.
You haven't mentioned it, but I can't wait to try their other award winner.
Oh, yeah. This is a big one. Best in category for freshwater wheel. Now, I got to tell you, for wheels, there's a lot of competition. I mean, unbelievable the number of competitors in that arena. You can imagine. I mean, they all want a piece of that. Best freshwater reel. Shimano American for the Corrado DC bait casting reel. Unbelievable. Small profile, like a 150 size reel, but it's got the DC system in it, the digital control system, that basically is like an anti-backlash system. It's got digital computerized system inside that when you cast, it calculates literally how fast you're throwing it so that it doesn't backlash.
So it controls a spool and gives it a little bit of drag,
yes,
and pushes,
yeah,
it, lets it go. And
a lot like the Trinidad DC, but this is a bait casting DC.
Right.
Which is that's a freshwater reel, but it's saltwater. It does have saltwater applications, but pretty amazing. Congratulations on that. That's a big arena there. The Corrado DC bait casting reel. Very, very cool reel. And then they also won Best in Show for saltwater reels. Now, not something that we're going to use here, but it's the Dakota 500 Level Line reel. Very cool reel. Great look, great design, great drag system, something for the salmon fishermen up north and up in Alaska and stuff like that, the Dakota 500 Level Line reel. But the other thing that was really cool that they didn't even enter, because they can only enter one reel, was the Tranx 200. We have the 300, the 400, and the 500 right now. Now they have a Tranx 200.
Both now you're talking.
Right. Yeah. You talk about the ultimate calico bass reel.
You're talking my speed.
Super low profile, super small, but giant, giant power. And so you'll see these starting to come up very, very soon. So that's just kind of a little highlight of what happened there. But so many different things. Maui Jim was great. We went to a seminar for Maui Jim on Thursday afternoon before I flew, afternoon before I flew home Thursday night. And they have so much new product coming out, and their new, the Polarprize Plus 2 and their new glass, the new glass lens that Maui Jim is coming out with, hard to believe, is now lighter than it was before.
That's incredible.
It was already the lightest lens in the business, period. But the new lens is going to be even lighter than what was before. And actually, that lens is available here now. And I'll tell you more about that when I can. But you can actually get it now. And when you feel it, you won't believe it. Maui Jim is just so far leaps and bounds ahead of everybody else. And we had an opportunity to hear Stacy Dunn talk about why they're so much better than the other lenses. The multiple, the nine different layers they put into their lenses and everything else. Unbelievable technology. Saw Mark Mills there.
Mr. Excitement himself.
Yeah, Mr. Excitement. And Dave Pfeiffer, of course, from Auto, Robbie Gant. And just a lot of great people there at the show. Saw the guys from Gamakatsu. They have a new product coming out. A new hook coming out. I can't talk about it yet, but let me tell you something. It is going to be a game changer. It's a circle hook.
Interesting.
I can't tell you that much about it, but it's really, really a cool hook. And a lot to talk. I mean, I'll talk more about it, but the ICAST show, a great learning experience and a great experience. The tackle industry that we all live with is really in for some great product coming up here this year.
So interesting,
Pete. Stay tuned.
And it's the kind of thing where you're previewing stuff that has yet to even hit the market.
Yeah.
I mean, you're looking at stuff that's innovative and like Shimano winning those awards and the Super Slick 8 and the Corrado.
Yeah.
I mean, that's stuff that's just a little bit out, but they're there to write huge orders and to get it coming to market. So it's pretty darn exciting.
Seaguar came out with some great new product you'll see in fluorocarbon leaders. And Nomad Lures, another one that was really impressive. Dave Hightower is now going to rep Nomad, which is that lure company from Australia. Totally impressed with their lures. No
Interesting.
About it. Yeah, so stay tuned. A lot more coming up. All right, let's find out what's biting in the bar. The cast man, Richard Castaneda from Cast Tours, is here.
And the catch report today, Pete, is sponsored by Gamakatsu Hooks, Japan's leading fish hook that sets a standard for quality and innovation, strength and durability. Local tuna, yellowtail fishing is happening, so should make the Gamakatsu circle hook your go-to hook. It has a strength and durability as well as the right design that makes it easy to fish your bait and fish on the deck. Get the Gamakatsu Nautilus Circle Hook at your favorite tackle store today. And like you were talking about at ICAST, some exciting stuff coming.
Yeah, it's going to be coming here within the next month, too. Hey, buenos dias, cast man.
Hey, buenos dias, Pedro. Hey, man. You know, I'm part of the show. I'm considered media. How come I don't get to go to the ICAST show?
Well, next year you buy a plane ticket and come along.
You're a flight away.
All right, man.
Yeah.
I'm there.
Yeah. Hey, if you want to go see it, man, I can get you the credentials. I can get you in, Cass.
All right, man. I'm planning on
You're
it.
Part
I'm going to be
media.
There next year.
You're part of media.
Right. Okay, good. That's, you know me. I love to be media.
Yeah, yeah.
Hey, anyway, gosh, fishing on that southern Baja from Loretta all the way down to the very tip of Punta Gordo there, San Jose del Cabo. Some great fishing going on. We'll start off with Loretta. Our connection there, Daniel Talamantes, reporting earlier in the week that great Dorado bite really, really slowed down. But the last couple of days, it picked back up again, getting some nice quality Dorado, some bulls up to 50. A lot of fish in that 15 to 20-pound range, good quality, good-sized Dorado. Also, a good Cabrilla bite over at Punta Perico there. And the roosters. God, the roosters all the way down that coast, like I say, from Loretto all the way down. The big boys are in right now. They're talking some 50, 60-pound roosters being caught and released. But I will mention one thing. I was looking at one of the reports there, and there was a doggone, I'd say about a 60-pound rooster with a gaff in its back. The guy taking a picture, and then it said it was released. I go, you don't release roosters with a gaff in their back. But anyway, guys, when you're down there fishing, please, you get in some of those roosters, please release them. They're not good table fare, but they're a great sport fish. So that's my preaching for the day.
Yes, indeed.
And as we get down into La Paz there, they've got a good wahoo bite going down at the south end of Sorabo Island there. Nice quality fish up to 40 pounds on the north and the south. They're getting some fairly good-sized tuna there, up to 40 to 50-pound yellowfin tuna. And, of course, around Punta Arenas there, those beautiful white sand beaches, some big, big roosters going on down there. And we get down to San Jose del Cabo and the East Cape area. Boats have been fishing down in that San Luis area, just up around Punta Gordo, about a 40-minute run from the marina there at San Jose del Cabo. Those tuna are starting to come back in fairly good-sized numbers. When we had that tropical storm Bud go through the area, it really turned the water over and just messed things up. But slowly that water is getting back to normal, and it looks like those tuna are coming back. No wahoo down at that area reported this past week, but they are getting some smaller grade Dorado. So what I look forward is this next couple of weeks, it should start picking up again with some good size quality tuna there. A lot of Wachinango, those great red snappers that are the kind you get in the restaurants down in the southern Baja there, those fried great.
Oh, that's good stuff.
Yeah, those are some good eating. But anyway, that's the report for this week. I do want to mention, Pete, I got two spots. Our trip was sold out to Pesca Panama there April 6th to 13th of next year. And I had two guys that I had scheduled fishing with Ricky.
They bailed on you.
Yeah, they had to bail. They had some things come up. So I got, unfortunately, they're going to have to fish with Ricky.
Oh, man.
I know it. I know it. But anyway,
two spots on the sold-out trip to Pesca Panama next April, right?
Yeah. So anyway, and two guys that one or two guys that want to go, I can. I've got room for you. So give me a call at Cast Tours at Call me on my cell 951-415-2505 or 800-593-6510, and give me a call, and we can hook you up on that beautiful Pesca Panama trip into those big tuna that we caught this past year.
Indeed. Hey, Cass, man, thanks a lot for that, and we will talk to you next Saturday.
All right, boys, talk to you then.
All right, appreciate that.
All right, and Cass, the report today is sponsored by Terrafin Sea Surface Temperature Charts. Focus your offshore fishing in the most productive areas by using Terrafin, and now with your Terrafin mobile, you can take it with you on your iPad, iPhone, Android device. Just download the latest chart before you leave, and all the information is right there for you. Check Terrafin.com for more information.
Indeed. Now, is Terrafin one of your tools when you're fishing around here or offshore?
We use SeaView, or I use SeaView.
Okay, it's a subscription service.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's on my laptop.
Yeah.
You can download the
charts.
Download sea surface temperature charts, plankton charts, which is the chlorophyll.
Yeah.
Basically.
Everything.
Subsurface temperatures anywhere from 25 meters, 50, 100, 150, 200, 250,
wow.
300 meters. I don't know how they come up with that data, but it seems like when we fish those cold spots for the long lining,
yes,
we catch what we're looking for.
Yeah.
And I think a lot of that it has to do, I mean, for fishing bait for 12 years, I mean, the bait is usually around the cold water. And,
yeah,
and if you're trying to fish bait around the warmer water, you have bonito, barracuda, yellowtail, everything else to go with it, and you can't catch the bait, right?
Right on the edge, right on those subsurface breaks that line up with the surface breaks, that line up with plankton edges, that line up with this and that, and everything lines up. Sometimes it's pure gold.
Right.
Very good. Well, hey, phones are packing up, but if you want to get through, have a chance to win a Shimano Colt Sniper jerkbait. You can't even buy them. They're sold out.
That's crazy.
Like October. And a Flatfall lure package. 858-457-1090, open right now, or a line open at 877-792-1090. Corey, let's jump in the phone.
Let's do it, Pete. And this morning, let's talk to Dan from Encinitas. Good morning, Dan. How you doing? Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, good morning, guys. Thanks for taking my call. I had a question for Joe. And you say you catch those big eye out there. Any indication on what happened to our big eye coming out here?
You know, I really don't know. Sometimes I think some of that yellowfin that gets turned in around here might be big eye. All the small yellowfin or 40-pounders we catch out there in Hawaii, they all have the bigger sickles, those fins.
Why is that? Why?
I don't know.
Yeah. I've heard the name Allison tuna. Is it?
That used to be what they were all called.
Yeah.
And then, I don't know, some Quincy guy dissected one and said, oh, this one has a serrated liver and this one's got, you know, a smooth one.
So
that was the rumor.
So the big eye you catch don't have the long sickles.
No, they don't.
But the yellowfin you catch do.
Yes.
Yeah. Interesting.
Yeah, interesting. And I don't know. I really wish they would come back. They're a fun fish to catch.
Yeah. There's an abundance of them where you're fishing, though.
there's not plenty of fish in the sea.
No.
No, but sometimes when you're amongst them, just like here, you know, the bluefin are here. They've been here for years.
Yes.
So right now, anyone in Southern California is going to go, there's an abundance of bluefin.
Yeah.
But somebody somewhere else who hasn't seen a bunch of bluefin is going to go, oh, we don't see any bluefin. There's not an abundance of bluefin.
It's, right.
It's all subject to opinion.
How many boats are doing what you do where you do it?
There's a lot. It's supposed to be a limited entry, but there's 150-ish.
150. Wow.
Yeah, so it's
that's a lot of impact.
There's a lot of people like fish.
Yeah, that's it. Right.
Worldwide,
yeah,
right?
Worldwide, yeah.
Yeah, indeed.
So hey, I wish I had a better answer for you, but hopefully this year they'll be all over the place,
and,
right here.
For now. And you know, it's, just a thought, Joel. But back in the albacore days, I mean, eventually we'll see them again. But it seemed like that was kind of the big eye years, like late in the fall, right?
Yeah, the mid '80s, before that first big albacore drought. As we catch a couple hundred albacore, troll around, catch a few big eye, go home. Or sometimes that big eye would get on us. In the 80s, that stuff was close to home, like the fish now, all over the 302. Those guys were catching big eye full speed.
Yeah.
80 to 100-pound fish right there in the 302.
Oh,
put a mackerel
that?
On the gaff, put it in the water, and the thing would eat the mackerel off the gaff.
Nothing bites like a big eye, right?
Yeah, when they want to go, they have a real low IQ and very aggressive. It's a perfect fish.
Yeah. Just a thought. I mean, maybe it's something upcoming, you know?
Yeah, for sure. Hey,
hopefully.
Thanks a lot for the call this morning.
All right. We're going to go to break, and as we do, you can give us a call at 877-792-1090, 858-457-1090. We got a line open in each one. We'll be right back with Joel Ralston on the Mighty 1090, and Let's Talk Hookup.
Here's John Ireland for Rancho Leonero.
Ranch is small, you know. It's very personal, very intimate. I don't think there's anywhere else that you could have the old Baja feel and have all those miles of beachfront, the palapa roofs and the stone walls. There's not a room that you don't have some kind of ocean view. You don't give up any amenities at the ranch. It's just very rustic. You know how when you cook outdoors it tastes better? Well, that's Rancho Leonero. It just tastes better. We have paddle boards, we've got kayaks, we've got snorkeling equipment, of course, we've got 12 super pongas. We have dive trips, we've got over 40 kayaks at the hotel. We've got all accurate equipment, very top of the line. And when the fishing's good, we'll freeze your fish, pack it all up, send it home with you. People love it. They'll come back 5-6 times a year. That's the highest accolade we can get. 1-800-646-2252, 646-BAHA. And RancherLandAero.com, it's unique.
No matter what the season, Rapala Lure should always be a part of your fishing arsenal. It's time to stock up on the trolling lure that's proven to catch more fish. X-Rap Magnum by Rapala. Every X-Rap Mag runs perfect right out of the box. All have extreme action with a controlled, deep diving, aggressive swimming motion. The large diving lip partners with premium VMC hooks and an irresistible rattle. Here's some big news. X-Rap Mags now get up to 40 feet deep with the new X-Mag 40. Spool up with Suffix line, which was designed and recommended for trolling X-Rap mags, and you have a deadly combo. You should also check out Rapala Husky Magnum heavy-duty high-speed trolling lures built for battling large game fish. The Husky Mag lures, like all Rapala lures, are built tough and available at a great price. So bottom line, the X-Rap Magnum or the Rapala Husky Magnum are the ultimate trolling lures for Southern California and Baja saltwater fishing. Available in a variety of colors and sizes. No matter what you choose, the fish can't resist Rapala. Ask your local tackle dealer which is the hottest color and size, and start catching more fish. See the entire lineup at Rapala.com.
For local and long-range fishing, the Islander out of Fisherman's Landing is a favorite among seasoned or novice anglers. But Islander Charters is much more than great fishing. They also do incredible Guadalupe white shark diving trips, as well as a schedule of kayak mothership trips. You need to check out the Islander on their website, islander-charters.com. The Islander is San Diego's leader when it comes to 2 to 5 day fishing. Watch the website for trips and adventures available. Experience the Islander difference. Visit islander-charters.com for all the details.
Hey, it's time to talk about great product from Shimano. You heard it, man. The Corrado DC is going to come out very, very soon. That's going to be an epic reel for you freshwater anglers. And I think there's going to be some saltwater application too. But that Tranks 200, what a lineup of reels. The Tranks is, Corey.
Oh, and add a 200 to it for the Calico Inshore. Are you kidding me? Does it get any better?
Holy moly.
fishing, I don't know, what are you going to fish on that? Like 50-pound Power Pro?
I'm going to go 65.
Okay.
You know, Power Pro Super Slick V2.
Version 2, yes. And put that on there, wrap it up. That new Tranx 200 is going to be a game changer for the insurer. But in the meantime, you have Tranx 300, 400, and 500. Because let me tell you something. As you'll learn here when we hear from Tommy P and the Cedros, that Tranx 400, 300 are very, very powerful, strong reels to land a lot of big fish. You can land a big fish on this.
Let's do it.
Yeah, so check it out at your local Shimano dealer. The whole lineup of Tranx reels, soon adding one more, the Tranx 200, comes soon to your local Shimano dealer.
The warm weather is here and our lakes and rivers are brimming. Just remember, if you love California and you love to boat, please wear your life jacket. And make sure everyone with you puts one on, too. Save the ones you love. A message from California State Parks Division of Boating and Waterways.
All right, welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. And, man, what an exciting show we have today, Pete.
Yeah, it is. If you want to get through, here's your chance. Talk to Captain Joel. We haven't talked to Captain Joel on this show for seven-ish years, something like that.
It's been a while. I almost went to the wrong building.
Yeah. Here's your opportunity, 858-457-1090 or 877-792-1090. Hey, let's go down to Cedros Island and talk to our buddy Tommy P., who just got back from our Let's Talk Hookup Cedros Sport Fishing Adventure here this past week. Good morning, Tommy.
Good morning, guys. How are you, Pete, Corey, and Joel? Everything good there?
Oh, great. Well, I couldn't go on this trip, darn it, because I had to go to ICAST, but I said, Tommy, you want to go? And he jumped all over it. And
you know,
it was
first
pretty
off,
good,
Pete,
huh?
Many, many thanks to you for letting me represent the show. But I have to tell you, that lady Rosie that runs that organization, she is amazing. Amazing.
Yes,
she met us down there with our CBS cross-border passes. She had our Mexican fishing license. She had our boarding pass. And she had our FM visas that we had.
FMM.
She had all that ready for us, the 12 guys that went fishing. And it was an amazing trip. Walked us across the border. We got across the express border there. There were greeters there to pick up our bags, make sure they got on the plane. And we had, and it's true, they have their own private terminal. And off we go for
and on a private charter directly from the CBX at Tijuana to Cedros Island.
Correct. Your own.
No more van ride down to Ensenada.
It's a huge deal. I've done the CBX thing at least a dozen times, and it's a dream.
Yeah.
Dream.
It's a huge, and it's a short, very scenic 2-hour flight down. The guys are there. They pick you up. And we got in a little bit late on the first day, but the guy still got out and managed a few hours of fishing. But let me tell you something. You hear about it. The calico bass fishing there is wide freaking open. I mean, you can have 100 fish days very easy. Very easy.
Wait a minute. Even Tommy P could have 100 fish days?
Oh,
gosh. Yeah.
Oh, so here's my, I was lucky enough to just have two of us on the Ponga because a group of four guys wanted to fish together. So my boat partner, Kevin, he loved casting too, like I did. We did no live bait fishing. It's all we did was casting.
Nice.
And the next day we said, we told our Ponga there, we said, we want quality. So we went up around the church, which is on the north end, and we got into the Boiler Rocks. And we were throwing those. You were talking about those Colt snipers, Pete?
Yeah.
We were throwing those Colt snipers in there. We were throwing those Rapala, those X-Raps.
Yeah.
And we were just getting good quality. I mean, we had a 2-hour run there. There was no fish. No fish was under 5 pounds.
Wow.
That's incredible.
I mean, it was awesome. I mean, the biggest one was only like 6.5 or whatever. But they were right there in that slot, and it was amazing.
Yeah. And the kelp's coming back there too, huh, Tommy, up at the north end?
The kelp, both the north end, Corey, and when you're going around San Quintin, the other end, the western end, up to La Colorado, up there, it's massive kelp. I mean, there's kelp.
Perfect for the MC weedless, right?
Perfect for the MC weedless in that red color, red Christmas tree color or whatever. And believe it or not, the other color was pure white.
Pure white.
That I didn't have, pure white, like pearl.
Yeah.
But it was the red. I mean, and because we saw a lot of red crab down there, too. And there were schools. There were schools of calico that were just busting the surface.
Oh, what a dream.
So wait a minute. I saw a picture on our Let's Talk Hookup Facebook and Instagram. 44-plus pound yellowtail. If you're fishing bass, how'd you catch that?
Well, we were casting, like I said, we were casting into the boiler rocks, and we were going after, of course, calico. That's where the big ones hide, you know, that big current in there. So I was throwing a Waxwing Junior on a Tranks 300, little Therese rod, and I looked, I saw this freight train coming. I saw it. I called it. And it was a yellowtail that hit this thing, and I just got lucky because it after it hit, it could have went into the rocks and busted me off very easy. This thing turned out and went out to sea.
Nice.
And we followed him in the boat, and about 10 minutes later, I had a 44.6-pound yellowtail.
On a Tranks 300.
300.
Yeah.
With the waxwing.
Unbelievable.
It was unbelievable.
That's quite a fish there, Tommy. Congratulations. So what about the other anglers now? Did they target yellowtail with live bait and do well?
The other anglers, they were targeting live or yellowtail. The average yellowtail was a little bit bigger. We had 25 to 30 pound yellowtails.
Nice.
Very easy.
Nice.
Go ahead.
What about the food and accommodations at Sagro Sport Fishing?
Food and accommodations is just like it always is. I mean, it's great. They feed you three times a day.
Air-conditioned rooms, I might add, too, right?
They got the Lennox air conditioners with the push-button control in there. You can have it sub-zero.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, they do it. They've developed that patio up there, which they were talking about years ago, Pete, when we were there.
Yep.
And it is beautiful. Nice. They have the furniture up there and everything. Yeah. You've got the view. I mean, it is a great organization. We had flat calm conditions. We had very little, if no wind. We had into the mid 80s maybe. At night, it was up in the upper 70s.
Sweet.
There was no bugs. It was perfect. I do have to mention too that was one of the guys had a 40 pound. Mark had a 40 pound white sea bass.
Ooh,
that he had caught
nice.
in the kelp. And then I will tell you too, when we were pulling up some of the calico from the kelp. We had a couple of white sea bass that chased it. I mean,
Ooh.
We could see them in the water.
Ooh,
they were huge fish. Huge
wow.
sea bass.
How exciting,
just,
Tommy. What a trip.
It was a fantastic trip.
Oh,
Ricardo,
I should have sent
Ricardo
you to Orlando.
Down there. Yeah, Ricardo down there, the resort manager, is the greatest. They do such a good job. If you have a son or something that likes to fish, and he can hold a rod and reel, I guarantee it. You take him or her down there, you can have those 100-plus calico days easy. It's
and,
easy.
And let me tell you, there are other lodges on Cedros Island, but nobody does their own charter at a CBX, and nobody does it like Sagro Sport Fishing. We're going to have Rosie on next week on the show to talk more about it, Tommy, and that operation.
Yeah.
But I'll tell you what, our trip next June is almost full. And then we have one, I believe, next August that Rock God Rick will be hosting.
You have one that Ricky, and then I left a couple surprises down there in the liquor cabinet for Ricky.
There you go. Ricky's going in August. That trip sold out. But if, in the meantime, SagroSportFishing.com, they may have spots available here and there. Tommy P., great job. What a reposting that trip. Great
I'm
report.
I'm telling you, you've got
jealous.
To go.
Yeah.
You've got to go. This is no BS.
It's
awesome happening
adventure.
Right there, right now.
Yeah,
so,
that's cool.
Anyway, guys,
we'll see you at North County Ford and Vista for our next live San Diego County Ford dealer remote August the 4th.
Absolutely you will, gentlemen. Thank
All right.
you.
Thanks
Take care.
For the report. Yeah. Appreciate that. All right, 858-457-1090. Let's jump in the phones, Corey.
Let's do it, Pete, and we're going to talk to Kevin. Kevin calling from San Diego. Good morning. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup, Kevin.
Hi, Kevin.
Hey, good morning. Is that Captain Midnight there?
I've been called worse, but yeah, I've been called that before. What's up?
Joel, it's Kevin Cooper from the Mission Bell days.
Oh, no way. How are you doing?
I'm hanging in there.
Nice.
Hey, I just wanted to, you know, ask you what's the biggest thing as far as fishing you've seen in the last few years? What's the biggest innovation?
We've had innovation?
Yeah, the biggest thing that's made the biggest change.
Well, since I left sport fishing, it's just those water charts that we use. Really, I mean, those guys have been, the commercial guys have been using them for years and years and years and years, but that was all new to me, and it kind of opened my eyes to not being so one-dimensional with how we fish. It's not just the surface break and the temperature changing on the surface. There's so much other stuff going on. Quite frankly, the show's not long enough to answer that question about the water charts.
That's a big game changer for you. As a captain, finding fish.
Yeah, I mean, for when everything's on kelps, there's a current chart from Sea View. And it's nothing's completely spot on, you know, when it goes from a satellite to a computer out of college to however they get the algorithm and all the data cleaned up and everything like that. But it's pretty gosh darn close most of the time. So
pretty amazing.
Keep a track of areas with
big
kelps.
Ocean.
It's a big ocean. Yeah, and all the help we can get to try to land the boat where we're going to have the most action. So for me, it's those water charts. And these guys are talking about all this new tech. I'm on a boat that's got a spool that holds 100 miles of 3.2 mil line, so I don't think I'd be able to catch a calico bass on that. But if we hooked one, we'd be able to get him. But yeah. I don't think he'd be able to, you know, we get a bite.
So are you going to have that same technology when you're going to be running the Excalibur?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Chuck put an electronics package on there that I'm really itching to see. I've only seen the boat in the yard.
Yeah.
I've seen the boat twice.
Do you have to have satellite access to be able to use that?
Well,
or you download it before you leave the dock.
I can download it before I leave the dock.
Yeah. Yeah.
But most of Chuck's boats have the whole satellite TV thing. I just don't know if we have Wi-Fi.
Yeah. Are you going to be doing day and a half, one day, overnight?
The boat is, Chuck told me, it's got zone 1, 2, and 3.
Oh, okay.
And up to 5-day trips.
So up to 5-day trips.
Yeah.
All right.
Interesting.
Which is short. Normally I'm used to driving for 5 days before I start fishing.
Before you can fish, yeah.
So, I mean, I might have to wake up before the sun comes up the next day and get right on it.
Get right on it, yeah. Hey, thanks a lot for the phone call
this morning.
Thanks, Kev.
That's an awesome question. And so,
yeah, we're going to take a break here and more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way with Captain Joel Ross. And we have the catch report coming up and more. Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
Quality is the name of the game at Seaforth Sport Fishing in Mission Bay. Free parking and fully stocked tackle shop, plus a great fleet. It's no wonder Seaforth Sport Fishing is a favorite among anglers. Come aboard top boats like the Aztec, Cortez, Endeavor, Apollo, Outer Limits, El Gato Dos, Pride, Tribute, Tomahawk, Prowler, Pacific Voyager, and the Voyager. Plus, the new Seaforth, Sea Watch, and San Diego offer the finest half and full day trips available. Seaforth Sport Fishing, for charters or regular open party schedule, check seaforthlanding.com. Run by fishermen for fishermen in Mission Bay.
Hi, everybody. It's springtime and summer's on its way, and now's the time to get outside and get on the water. Hi, this is Hayden Lane from Fast Lane Kayaks in Mission Bay, and let me tell you, we've got the tools to do it. From the world's best fishing kayaks, the Hobie Pro Angler, the Outback, and the Compass, to the high-performance and convenient inflatable I-11S. No matter what style fishing you're into, Hobie has the model that'll work for you, and we want to help you find it. So come down to our shop in Mission Bay, and let's try out some Hobie kayaks. We'll show you how to transport them, show you how to outfit them, and show you how and where to fish off them, and most importantly, have some fun, because that's what we're about, fun. And that's why we now carry Traeger pellet grills. We've all been cooking on them, and we can't stop talking about it. We have a full line of grills, as well as every pellet Traeger carries. So come down and talk kayaks or talk grills at Fast Lane Kayaks in Mission Bay in Dana Landing across the street from SeaWorld, or check us out online at fastlanekayaking.com.
You've heard all about it. You know the anglers catching fish have it, so what's holding you back? It's a fact. FishDope.com really does help you catch more fish and burn less fuel. FishDope.com is the only fish finding service with a spotter plane along with a crew of top anglers on the water almost every day that report actual locations and catches. You can get daily catch reports from Point Conception to San Martin Island 365 days a year. FishDope.com is for everyone, whether you have your own boat, fish on your friend's boat, or a sport boat. FishDope.com has online planning tools, moon phase, tides, hot bite icons, and more. So bottom line is, if you don't have FishDope.com, well, you're probably missing a lot of bites. Membership costs less than $50 of gas, and that's for the entire year. That's right, 1 year. What a bargain. Plus, use the special code to save $20 on a new FishDope.com membership. Check it out today. FishDope.com. Catch more fish, burn less fuel.
XEPRS 1090 AM Rosarito, Baja California.
San Diego's sports leader.
The home of ESPN Radio.
The Mighty 1090.
For over five decades, Lee Palm Sport Fishing has set the standard in long-range fishing that they pioneered long ago. The Red Rooster 3 sets a new standard of excellence. The Red Rooster 3 is one of the most modern, quiet, and fastest long-range vessels in the fleet. They have handpicked the finest crew to make your trip a memorable one. The Red Rooster 3 offers trips from 3 to 18 days and runs year-round to the best fishing spots on the planet. Ride the Red Rooster 3 once and you'll be back again. Call the Red Rooster 3 at 619-224-3857 or see them on the web at redrooster3.com.
Many years ago, Baja pioneer Bob Van Wormer found the area he called the Great Fish Trap in the East Cape of Southern Baja and built what is now regarded as the premier East Cape resorts of Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. Today, following in their father's footsteps, Bob's sons, Bobby, Chucky, and Eddie, have taken Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol to new levels. With the largest sport fishing fleet in Mexico, a luxurious spa, and top-of-the-line resort amenities, Van Wormer resorts have become a destination for travelers worldwide. But for us, Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol are just a short two-hour flight away. No other tropical fishing destination offers the experience and value that you'll find at Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. Now you can plan your Baja fishing vacation quick and easy by visiting VanWormerResorts.com. And when you're ready to book, it's quick and easy. Or simply call 877-777-TUNA for more information. Van Wormer Resorts, the East Cape's finest.
There's a lot of great tools out there to help you land the biggest catch. We've got state-of-the-art fish finders, the latest sonar technology, and a wide assortment of lures and jigs at our disposal. It's all tech to help you land the big one. Do you know who else loves the latest tech? Your San Diego County Ford dealers. Just look at F-150. It's loaded with tech. That's one of the many reasons F-150 is Motor Trend's 2018 Truck of the Year. Great payloads and towing capabilities make it the perfect piece of tackle. Available with an 8-inch touchscreen, fuel-saving EcoBoost engine, and all the latest safety and comfort features, F-150 is the truck that is smart enough for California. And right now, your San Diego County Ford dealers have great offers on F-150 XLT and STX. Right now is your best chance to get the best deal on the best truck. That's California smart. Learn more at buyfordnow.com or visit your San Diego County Ford dealer today. They'll be glad to hook you up.